Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Here we go. What's up, man?
6:23 sportsy time. That's what's up, yo.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yo.
Yo, dog. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty, you're all set because you're stocked up because of Bud Distributing. It's that easy.
That easy, man.
Thanks.
I'm pulling up sports right now.
Oh, so, okay,
I'm
I got you.
Like your dumb vocabulary. So, talking about stuff out there.
Sports is a great thing, and it's
all
people.
Right, I'm just going to go through the headlines here. Basketball, curling, golf. Get ready. Here we
nailed
go.
It. All right.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that New York City requirement allowing unvaccinated players from out of town to play against the Knicks or Nets while keeping Kyrie Irving off the court, quote, doesn't quite make sense to me. Silver said he could see a scenario where New York's new mayor, Eric Adams, could change the rules since Adam wasn't the politician who put it in place. You know, you're seeing it more and more often, man, is people lifting the mandate, the mask mandate. A lot of places are saying, you know what, we're done with it. And it's kind of interesting right now because it's one of those times. It's like, all right, are people going to follow suit? Who's going to follow suit? You know, it's just a weird transition kind of.
This is a weird time we live in.
But can we just chalk that up? It's just a weird time. So, hey, don't bitch about it anything because nobody effing knows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a weird time. We're going to look back on this in 20 years and be like, wait, do you remember that? That was crazy, man. That was crazy.
Anyway, New York might be changing over there, so. More basketball news. Basketball player in Florida turning a lot of heads, mostly toward the up position. What? 15-year-old Oliver Rue? R-I-O-U-X? Rue?
Sure.
Is that how you say it? He's a Canadian who moved to Bradenton, Florida, which I'm very familiar with, actually, to play high school basketball. Just shy of 7.5 feet tall, Brock. He is recognized by the Guinness World Records as the tallest teenager in the world. According to his coach, he's not just a tall kid on the court. Boy, could actually play. Let me say that again. Just shy of 7.5 feet tall at 15 years old.
He's almost 2 feet taller than me. That's unbelievable.
Dude, what? That is absolutely. Do you have to? You don't really have to jump to dunk, right? You can just kind of reach up and just.
They say your wingspan is your height, right? So if for me, I'm 5'8" when I'm feeling tall. That means from tip of my middle to my tip of my middle fingers stretched out. That's 5'8". So cut that in half. That's what, 2.5 feet, right? Mm-hmm. Roughly, a little bit shy of 2.5. So yeah, so you got to add that on top. So his wingspan is.
Yeah.
Insane.
Dude, insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Bradenton, Florida, too. I know a lot about Bradenton. I mean, it's right next to Sarasota where I lived for a while. But, dude, that's crazy, man.
Back when you were a cabana boy?
Yeah, damn right, son. Don't bring up memory. Dude, I don't want to reminisce right now. It was a good time in my life. Anyway, 15 years old. Dude, you know what's crazy about kids now? I feel like they're either ridiculous. Like that one athlete we were talking about the other day who was like, he was a linebacker in high school when he was like 275 pounds. He could bench like 1,000 pounds. It was stupid. It's like, my God. Yep. But then you got other kids on the total end of the spectrum. Like some kids I look at, I'm like, dude, you're malnourished. Like you've been eating Dunkaroos your whole life, haven't you?
You need some milk, man. You need some milk
something.
In a meat sandwich. I wasn't even close to this big when I was in high school, so it's weird for me. I would look like a toddler next to this kid if we were in high school at the same time.
Right. Anyway, moving on. Curling. You want to hear about curling?
I love curling. Yes. Tell me about curling.
Curling. Because of technology glitches, the sport of curling at the Beijing Olympics is resorting to the honor system. Of course, the sport isn't that complicated. It's just about sliding rocks down the ice. But without the usual sensor system in place, the Olympians will have to play fairly and police themselves. Wow.
How dare you say it's not a complicated game? That is one of the most complicated games ever. There's brooms involved.
Have you seen how vigorously they sweep that ice? Like, dude, those guys are going full blown.
One of my favorite things I've seen over the last couple months, I might have told you about this. It's a meme of the American men's curling team. And it was just literally a picture of them. And it's like the American men's curling team looked like a group of dads who were just trying to get away from their family for the weekend and somehow ended up at the Olympics.
Did the guy have like the long mullet? Isn't one of them have like
a... No, not this one. That might be a different team. Honestly, the men's American curling team just look like a straight up group of dads. Like, I mean, the most dad looking group of guys you can get. They got their little polos tucked into their khakis. And I mean, just... Oh, boy. Jeez. They were just trying to get away from the family for a weekend.
Phenomenal curlers, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some of those guys with a beer in hand. Just like some of those guys with the like bags.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, this guy's not going to be good. And then he just 4 for 4 every round. What?
Look,
like, dude, you've been practicing your whole life? What's going on?
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I can pick up a curling stick or broom, whatever you call it, or I'm not saying I could do it right up, but I'm saying I could probably figure it out fairly quickly. Like, okay, this is what we got to do, sliding it. It's just like big shuffleboard, right?
I enjoy the sports where you can have just a massive gut and still just kill
it. Oh, that's my favorite. That's what when I see like bowling. Guys who play darts and they're just
Just killing it.
They're going crazy, and I mean, like professional darts over in the UK, overseas in Europe, is massive. I've never seen a guy with anything other than a beer gut at playing that sport. Not a single one. Not a single one.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, so we got basketball and beer guts so far this morning in sports. Next hour, I'm going to have golf, Tiger Woods, back in the news in the golf world. So,
ooh, excited.
Stay tuned for that, man. That's just sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock that rock.
Well, good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter, and it's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, so you won't be thirsty ever again in your entire life.
All right, let's start with some NBA scores from last night. We'll get to a few stories. Here we go. Pistons beat the Celtics 112-111. Pacers beating the Wizards 113-108. And the Bulls beating the Kings 125-118. Sorry. I should have done that before I got on the radio.
Nailed it.
NHL tonight. Red Wings going to be in New York playing the Rangers 7 o'clock. Blue Jackets going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. If you're a hockey fan, boom, you got some action tonight. NCAA men's college basketball tonight. Michigan going to be in Iowa at 7 o'clock. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM. Sports news. NASCAR. Here we go. The champ is on the pole. Kyle Larson will begin his trek to defending his NASCAR Cup Series championship on the pole at the 2022 Daytona 500 on Sunday.
Is he stripping?
I was going to say, dude. I swinging around that pole. Huh?
Looking hot.
NASCAR took a weird turn. Larson will be joined up front by teammate Alex Bowman, former Formula One champion and Indy 500 winner. Man, that's a great Jack was Villeneuve. I'm sorry if I have murdered that name. Also clinched a spot in the Great American Race. So this is exciting, man. The Daytona 500, obviously one of the biggest races, man. So there we go. Be hauling ass around the track, man.
Hauling ace.
A-S. Let's get to curling. This is great. Because of technology glitches, the sport of curling at the Beijing Olympics resorting to the honor system. It's funny, dude. This is a world event, and we got a result. Of course, the sport isn't that complicated. It's just about sliding rocks down the ice. But without the usual sensor system in place, the Olympians will have to play fairly and police themselves.
So that's
the
big thing.
There's going to be one guy just cheating, just trying to cheat.
It's like, no, it's on the line.
It's on the line.
It's on the line. So that's what it is. So the ring that the rocks are slid into usually has sensors to get an exact, like, okay, no. Uh-huh. This one is out far. And I mean, how often is that going to really come into play? Every once in a while? Or is it mm-hmm. you know, stricter?
Another thing I learned about curling the other day about reading about it was somebody asked, like, because they're throwing those rocks down the lane all day. Like, doesn't it create ruts? And how does that work? And in between, they Zamboni it a little bit. And under the ice, there's like two, like frozen tubes to keep it like extremely cold.
Yeah.
All the time. So most of the time, it's completely flat.
So it's actually ice. I thought maybe they just had an ice, like, you know, it's like the hockey table stuff almost, like that.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That was a good question, and that was actually part of the question, too. Like, is it actual ice? And it is.
Huh.
It's frozen ice.
Interesting. Yeah. What a weird sport. But,
I want to just try it sometime.
Yeah.
Where can you go curl? I know they have, like, the shuffleboard ones. You know, where you push it with a stick.
Yeah.
But I want the actual one where you hold the handle and, like, get down on the knee. My knees would just shatter.
Yeah.
Getting down that low, trying to get that thing lined up. But
never get up. Never get up ever again.
Ever.
I'm sure we could probably just find a frozen pond and give it a shot, but it may not be as legit, you know?
Yeah, probably not.
Let's get some
Those
rocks.
Things probably aren't cheap either, you know?
I just like thinking about the people who invented curling, just some bored probably Norwegians, and they're just like, hey, we got these rocks and this ice. Why don't we slide these rocks along this ice? How about that?
I just want some to, like, show up at a party with some big curling rocks. Hey, are you guys ready to play?
What? We're going out in the backyard. I tell you what, I planned on making a ice rink in my backyard next year. We'll get some curling rocks, and we'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot. All yeah,
right.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right, moving on from curling, for God's sakes. Golf. I told you I was going to talk about Tiger this hour. Tiger Woods says he's still a long way from playing on the PGA Tour after his 2021 car accident. Woods explained that he's still working on the walking part. Hey, February 23rd marks the one-year anniversary of the car crash where the injuries suffered were so severe. He later admitted there was a chance of he could have lost his leg. When are they going to put an anniversary? It's the 23rd February, marks the one-year anniversary. When are you going to bring them balloons?
You remember that time you almost almost lost your leg? That's great. You didn't, though.
It's been a year. No. That sucked. We lost one of the most iconic sports legends ever. Maybe not, though. Maybe he'll be back. I mean, dude, he was swinging a club a couple months ago, and it looked pretty good.
Here's the thing, is what you got to look at it is that Tiger Woods is rich. Okay, mm-hmm. He can afford the best of the best when it comes to medical advanced minds. Yeah. He's going to be back. Absolutely, he's going to be back. And he's going to be back probably better than ever because he's going to be bionic. He's going to be bionic Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, the human man, was scary enough on the golf course. The best ever swing a club. Now he's going to be bionic, yeah. Has some titanium pins and whatnots. And oh, yeah, he's going to crush it. He's going to crush it.
Now we just need time to, you know, break his leg or something, make this incredible comeback.
Surprised he hasn't, those weak little Tom Brady bones. Hey, really, speaking of football, real quick, Chris Harry sent me this screenshot of Matthew Stafford, and it says Matthew Stafford haters might have blinders covering their eyes and aren't able to give credit where credit is due. Super Bowl champ Matt Stafford proved what Matt Stafford fans could see and can happen when the NFL friend, blah, blah, blah. But then it gives these stats. I've never hated on Matt Stafford. Chris, he's gone. He's no longer with the Lions. He's never coming back. Let it go. Let it go.
Did you see what Tom Brady put on Stafford's Twitter?
Uh-uh. What is it?
He said, oh, dang it, dude. I forgot the actual quote, but it was in regards of like, take it easy, Matt. Trust me, or something in regards to drinking. Because remember Tom last year after the Super Bowl?
Oh, man,
pictures
yeah.
of him just wasted.
Well, when he threw the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to the next, that was the only time I'm like, all right, I like Tom Brady.
He said something like, add water to the mixer or something. Add water to it.
Getting that advice. That's good advice. That's good advice.
There you go, man. And I got much more for sports this morning. So
good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.